Kick City. All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Kick City. Welcome to episode 15. Cheers to episode 15. I'm on my sparkling water tonight, something that I'm trying out, Path Water. Has pH balance and electrolytes in here for taste. So keeping it healthy tonight. Shireen, what you sipping on?
Oh, you know, same thing as you, Mark. Sparkling water this week and more weeks to come.
Absolutely. Oh, she got the high V joints too.
Oh, okay, I love these. Flavor is life.
What flavor is that?
This is strawberry. I love these, you know, just to get my little carbonation fill, you know, these days.
I heard that, girl. You get it. I'm going to Fancy Tang's. I got some red wine. Right here in my hand. Plan on filling it up a little tall. But Fancy Tang's. Got some from the Biltmore. I don't know. It's kind of bougie, the place. Shout out to my mom working there. So definitely get the wine cracking from there. So red wine for Blaze tonight.
Very nice. Very nice. So next up, we got Fresh Kick Friday coming up tomorrow. So what I will be racking tomorrow, weather permitting, of course, because... If it's snowing outside or if it's raining, I'm not wearing these shoes, but my red denim sixes that I customized there, even added the little Levi tag right there. So that's what I'll be rocking tomorrow for Red Friday, our last Red Friday of the year.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to make me wear two pairs. You're going to make me wear two pairs tomorrow. Goodness gracious.
What you rocking tomorrow, Shireen?
All right, so this goes for my shoe pickup of the week / my kicks for tomorrow. Air Max 98s.
I love it. What color are those?
These are all white with purple, mauve, if you're bougie. I just said pink, but the box says mauve. And the shoe laces at the end have lime green. I was wanting these last year, and my boo looked out, and I got them. So this is my pickup of the week / what I'm wearing tomorrow. Again, weather permitting, because these are white.
I'll just keep it simple. Little OG Nike Air Max 95s, neon joints, boats on the feet. These things is huge. I was like, God dang, a 14 like this? Let me hold this steady. So, Air Max 95s, the neon OG joints. Had to have them. Dope sneaker.
Very nice. Very nice. So, as far as latest pickups, we already heard what Shireen got. I didn't get anything this week. Blaze, you get anything?
You know I had to get those LeBron 8 Laker colors. I had to. Boom. I had to pull the trigger, boss. at the gun line, boss, and calling me. They was calling me on StockX. Blaze, get over here, pull the trigger. And I was like, yeah, Blaze. Oh, right. So the whisper, I looked up and I said, oh, I had to have them. So
were they over retail or were they pretty much at retail?
They were $10 extra. Over for me. Yeah.
So that's not bad.
Size 14, they don't really shoot up like that unless they're, like, obviously limited, like those Kobe Grinches or whatever. I don't know when I'm going to wear those, by the way. Just give y'all a heads up. Probably never. But I just look at them like, now ain't the time. A little snow on the ground today, not happening. But just $10 over. $10 over.
That's not bad at all.
Laker colors. Mm-mm. So that's my pickup. So in about a week, I'll have them. So.
All right.
Look at you.
So we had something else planned for today, but considering we're missing a member of the crew, we're going to kind of switch it up here and talk about some current events going on in the sneaker world. So Carmines are returning next week. Tentatively, they're returning next week. Here recently on the internet, we have seen that the Carmines are having some trouble. Some of the pairs that are going out to stores, the dye, the red dye on the like little Nubuck part on like the panels there is leaking and bleeding onto the midsoles and making the midsoles pink. So it is a possibility that these guys could end up like the Mellow 13s from a couple years ago, to where they get recalled and end up in the outlets. I mean, I don't know if that's a true possibility, because I mean, Shireen, you say your store has already got them, right? And did yeah, you guys' pairs look good? Or
From the pairs I saw today, I didn't see any bleeding on them. But again, they're still boxed up because, like you said, a tentative, like a lot of stuff has been pushed back this month. So they haven't been put out in stock, but they actually were very good quality. The boxes were great intact, things like that. But like you said, we're just waiting because everything this month has definitely been pushed back or been released later. So I guess we'll see.
What are your thoughts, Blaze, if those get pushed back? Because I know this is an anticipated release for you.
You know, you know when you drink bad Kool-Aid, like too much sugar in the Kool-Aid and your teeth start hurting? Just hearing this makes my teeth. I'm just so upset. This is probably my top five pickups of the year. I love those Carmine Sixes. And so just to hear about them being pushed back anymore, I mean, like it's just making me angry. So I don't even want to discuss it too much. I mean, like, I guess we have to discuss it. It's a podcast, so let me not be an idiot. I'm a little pissed off. I'll just say that. Long story short there, boss. I'm a little pissed off. I need them. I want them. Get it together, Nike. My goodness. Billions of dollars. Can we get the sneaker? I sound like a damn fiend. Can we get the sneaker right? Hurry up.
So with this possibly happening, though, would you rather... I mean, what would you do if you get one with a pink midsole, though? And then next thing you know, they sold out. What are you going to do? Are you going to pay that extra resale to get a pair that has the white midsole? Or are you going to just keep your pink midsoles and have somebody paint them?
Yeah, I'm going to have you paint them, Marco. How about that? Did you give it suggestions? Nah, but, you know, if they need to be held back, because obviously, you know, we pay a pretty penny for sneakers. And so you want the quality to be good. And so just real talk, like if they need to push it back further, you know, I'll wait. I don't know why I'm impatient in a pandemic. But I am when it comes to sneakers. They ain't like when I'm gonna walk to the grocery store in them, the liquor store or something. So if they need to push them back, they, you know, I'll be pissed obviously, but no, I'm not gonna pay resale for those. No, have they come out in like mass unit, like a massive work form, you know, like how some sneakers come out like a huge mass produced.
They are mass produced. Mm-hmm.
Right. And that may have been the problem too, you know?
That is, probably.
Right. A great amount of things, sneakers that come out, they mass produce, they come up B grades or have defects on them. And so, you know, hopefully I get a good pair. Shireen will slide me a good pair. She on the lookout for me. She got the cat eyes on it. Hawkeye.
Yeah, I got my four eyes looking out.
Yeah, no doubt. But
what you think about that, Shireen? You think that they should be pushed back because of the pink midsoles, or you think they should just go ahead with the release? And if some people get pink midsoles, they can just send them back.
Honestly, from a buying standpoint, I feel like, you know, as consumers, and we spend a lot of money with the Jordan brand, I feel like they should push it back. But also, at looking from the other side of it, they think we don't give a rat's ass. You know why? Because these people buy these Jordans regardless of what they look like. You know what I'm saying? Think of it like that. If a shoe's mass produced, shoot. I've seen a Retro 7 come to my store with the Jumpman on the back with three legs. Did someone come by that 11? They sure did. They sure did. But I feel like as people who we are, you know, we're devoted to our Jordan brand. We shop, we purchase regardless of the shoe. Most people, and this is a great re-release, I feel like they should have took their time to make sure they got it right. Instead of just mass shipping them out, because, you know, not everybody's buying to collect like we do. They're buying to wear, and it's just not a good look. Not everybody has their own personal mark like we do, Blaze. So what they gonna do?
That's a fact.
They sneaker protect them so it don't really bleed.
Yeah,
they don't waterproof them. It's a wrap.
And that's just so disrespectful because they put Nike Air on the arse. So you put Nike Air on that butt, the butt better be clean. So it's just funny, the back, the heel of it is part of the crack of the butt. That's how I feel about sneakers. I'm sorry. I'm not a doctor, but the crack of the butt. So the thing need to be clean, especially when the butt is pristine. Okay, I'm rapping right now. That's what I'm saying. If you put Nike Air on it's there, get it right. Yeah, exactly. Put Nike Air on it, get it right. Sorry. See, yeah. Going a little too much.
He's frazzled.
I think this is the main reason you haven't seen a shock drop, too. I mean, I think you would have had a shock drop by now if it wasn't for this quality control going on right now. So they're probably a little afraid to do that.
Right. Did they do shock drops on anything last February for All-Star? Did they do it on the threes, Marco? You remember anything like that?
I think they did. Yeah, they did. They definitely did that. They did on the red Unity threes. I felt like there was something else that shock dropped too last year, but I don't, last year is a blur with the 2020 pandemic and everything. So
touché.
I think the Flint 13 shock dropped during,
yes, they definitely the last dance. Cause I was
they,
on that.
They shocked. Right. They shock dropped. And that's the only ones I remember. I remember something shock dropping in February and then the Flint 13s.
Well, and then the force shock dropped a bunch of times.
More than
or
once.
you had a shock drop, then you had an exclusive early access, and then you had the actual release.
That's what it was. Yeah, the force released a few times. Those were mass produced too.
Yeah, and they had some quality control issues there too. Yes. Some people got pairs that were already creased. So,
Oh no. Yeah. The disrespect.
Yeah, some people's boxes were terrible. But moving on from quality control there, hopefully Nike gets that together and you're able to see the release as anticipated on the 13th. But moving on, Nike is also going to be releasing two different kinds of shoes later this year. Actually, one of them is coming out this month. The first one we're going to talk about is the Cosmic Unity, which is actually a mainly recycled shoe. So it's actually meant to be sustainable with recyclable materials. So they've actually taken like old shoes and broken them down and actually used that for the foam in the midsole there. I actually like the look of the shoe. I wonder how it feels with, you know, that recycled material, but according to what test people have said, they actually wear pretty well. And actually, AD has actually debuted these shoes already.
Mm-hmm.
He actually debuted them at the beginning of the season, and I thought that they were doped in. Because in my opinion, they almost look like Questions, but like a Nike version. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
I think the Cosmic Unities are pretty cool. I like the ones that they're going to come out with first, the green glows. I wonder if they... they glow in the dark. Once again, big ass kid. So this Sheree got excited too. But they're coming out in different colors, which I like. I think I saw like a blue and like an orange and white or something like that.
They got a galaxy looking one too, like that silver and galaxy like swoosh on it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I saw that.
So I think I'm definitely gonna get a pair just because they're gonna be easy to get. What was those other recycled ones that were limited that are hard to get? Like this is trash. What are those? I forgot off the top of my head. Like they had like different, like they made like recycled. I remember we talking about them on GST.
Oh.
See, now I have to look it up.
I know what you're talking about. It's the one that looked like they got like anthill burrows throughout the whole midsole.
Right.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Exactly. They got like ridges.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of that shoe, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And so no, those cosmic ones are nice. Definitely they're gonna have different colors and they're just gonna be easy to get. So why not get them and see how they feel and stuff like that? So I'm definitely gonna get me a pair. I like them. What about you, Shireen?
Of course you are. Of course you're gonna get them. I think they're a cool concept though. I think it's something different that they came out with. What I really want to know is if they do glow in the dark and how they made recyclable materials glow in the dark. How'd they do that? That is the question. I must know. I need answers.
What are you, CSI of sneaker world? What do you have to get any questions? You go interrogate?
Think of it. Like, how do you have like raw recyclable materials and then you make it glow in the dark? It's quite a concept. I'm for it.
I'd have to do some more research on that because I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued.
And then also Nike is going to be releasing the Go Fly Ease, which is supposed to be the first ever hands-free sneaker there. So you don't have to use your hands at all to get this shoe on or off, which, I mean, some people don't do that anyway. So some people just bust up the heels of their shoes all the time. So there are things called shoehorns, guys. So you can use those. They actually work pretty well. But anyway, there's a lot of people that bust up the heels of their shoes just stepping into them. But anyway, this shoe is gonna bend at like the middle of the shoe so that it can like pop open and you can just slip your foot in, and then you can also just slip it off with the back of your foot, which once again people already do that. But this is actually made to be worn like that. Do you guys think that this is gimmicky or you think it's innovative?
First off, for you people that bust up your heel, do not take time to take your sneaker or your shoe off. You pull them down. If you're over the age of 18 and you're still doing it, there's a special place in hell for you. Let's just get that out the way. I mess around and lose viewers because what I'm saying. I feel like the bad guy right now. But there's a special place in hell for you lazy people like that bust up sneakers of the heel. This is a bad idea. I don't like it. I don't like them. I don't like the kickstand feel. Shireen hit me with the maybe it helps out special needs people. And, that hit a little home for me. But I don't care. I got to keep it real. I don't like the kickstand sneaker. Stop it. Getting too much, okay? I understand the futuristic, want to be a little different, want to do things a little, make it easier access for people to take their shoes off. Just do things the right way. Can we be traditional? I feel like that old man, get off my damn lawn, like Gran Torino up in here. Take your shoe off properly. Take some time. You don't need to be. What are you doing so fast that you have to kickstand your sneaker?
You never know. You know what? I hope I get a pair. You know what? And I'm a video taking them off. It looks like you have to have a high arch when you're taking them off. Like, it's like you're on your tippy toes, like ballet shoes, kind of. You don't take off your shoes like that, standing up, unless you're busting up the backs of them. I was like, the only time you take off your shoes, I was like, one, if you don't lace them up, which is sloppy, sidebar, that's disrespectful to the shoe in itself. Two, if you're standing up, taking off your shoe, you're busting up the side or the back of that damn shoe. Now, I seen the video that Mark just showed us. You gotta have a pretty high arch like a ballerina. But I like this concept. I'm for it. Get in, get out. People got shit to do, Blaze. People have things to do.
When you rupture your Achilles by pulling the back of your deal, When you rupture your Achilles from doing that, And what if you have to run somewhere in them? Are they going to like mess up on your tippy toes or something?
Ready to go. See, if I really need to get up and go somewhere, slip, boop, on, I'm ready to go.
So disrespectful.
Now, would I try running in these things? Definitely not. I value my shins and kneecaps. Definitely not. So I can be like, boop, boop, and fall. Boop. Oh, no. No, these are more of a style concept, not for running a 10K. But I want a pair so you can see how high the arch get when I take them things off. I might even bust up the bags just to give you a good laugh, Blaze.
Listen, you're lucky we family unless I tell you there's a special place for you. So we family. I'm going to give you some love. I'm going to let that go. Go ahead, Marco. I'm sorry.
I honestly think that these would be good for kids. I think if you release these in a full size run and they come out for preschool and grade school, amazing shoe for kids. I don't think it's something good for adults because, like we already said, if you're an adult doing that to your shoes anyway, what are you doing? But anyway, I think for kids that don't want to tie up their shoes or anything like that, because I don't think that they have laces on them either. I think this is perfect for kids because they're the ones that bust up the back of their shoes. So I think these would be great for kids. So
usually when they try new stuff with sneakers, don't they usually come in men's size though?
Which is weird.
Shireen?
Yeah.
Right.
But I would say that was a very great idea though, Mark, because you know, kids, especially like the ones that don't like to get up in the morning, and we have, as parents, has things to do, and they don't want to tie their shoes. I would love to have them shoes. Put your heels, get on your tippy toes and put on these damn shoes so we can go. Okay.
Get up on this step ladder and jump into your shoes so we can get up out of the house.
Get on your step stool so we can go. I would love this shoe. They should make some kid prototypes. They would make so much money. Oh, and if they lit up, cash coin right there.
See, now you're talking my language with the light ups. The LA Gears. See? They look like some LA Gears. Okay. LA Gears face ass.
Moving on to GST, gotta have them sleep for cheap or trash. We got shoes. Oh, shoot, I'm on the wrong list. That would have been bad. but we got shoes dropping between 2.5 and 2.11 this week. And we're going to start off with the Adidas Harden Volume 5 that is dropping tomorrow for $130. These guys feature the Boost on the bottom, on the sole there, the Boost sole. Actually say Boost across the bottom in multicolors. This is a quite colorful shoe, to say the least. You have a mainly white upper, white laces. You got like this weird orange color going around the toe box. You got like a tan dot on the side. You got some turquoise in there, some blues, some more of that kind of orange salmon color. These guys are going to be $130 and they are trash.
I second that notion, Your Honor. These are also trash as well. I don't get the bootleg Fruity Pebbles around the shoe. Just this model type with James Harden is just bad. Nope, bearded one. I will not be getting these. These are straight up trash. I don't like anything about it. Get them out. Shireen, what about you?
Trash, shame on them. You don't even have to see the shoe, even from the way Mark explained it. He's like a little bit of this here, a sprinkle of that there, a little bit more blue here. You know what I'm saying? You don't even have to look at the shoe just to know it's poo-poo. I think it's a terrible concept. Terrible. I don't know who thought of that and thought it was going to be okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what was the idea behind that, if that makes sense? The concept behind that. You know, shoes are supposed to tell a story. And what story is that telling, Blaze?
I have no idea. I think James Harden thought about this when he was in the strip club during COVID time. He got distracted and just told whoever just to get it done. It's none of my, that's probably what happened. He got distracted. Awful.
That's a distracted shoe. It'll get you, have you distracted, period. That's a distracted, busy shoe.
Very much so.
Straight up.
Very much so. Moving on from Nike on 2.6, you have the Nike Air Force One Experimental coming out in the Racer Pink and Arctic Punch colorway. These guys are all pink on the upper, have like a Volt tag on the heel back there, and then have a gum bottom. And the material on the upper is kind of like this weird type of material. I don't even know what that is. It kind of looks waxy, to say the least, when you look at it. It's inspired by an oxygen mask, but these guys, I don't like this texture. It looks like a candle to me. It looks like it needs a wick and you just burn that and it smells like fruit punch or something. I don't know. At $130 trash.
the candle killed me with that. When looking at the sneaker, reminds me of the song, My Lip Gloss Is Something, My Lip Gloss Be Popping. I don't know.
Yes.
I forgot what song that is. That comes to mind when I see that sneaker. I think it's trash too. I just think it's just got too much going on. Even like with the oxygen, you said oxygen mask, Marco, of it. I think it's just too much. It's too much popping for me. And that's coming from a dark skinned man that likes sneakers that pop. It too much is too much pop. I think it is. It looks like you do. You light it up like a candle and it smells like bubble gum. So that's kind of how I feel. They're trash. What about you, Shereen?
They are trash. And I love a loud, bright, coming from a light-skinned person as in myself. We love bright, extra vibrant things. We're like, yeah, we could pull this out. We could wear anything. Yeah, this is just trash. And I was like, when I was looking at it, not to like... To Mark's point about it looking like it's like waxy, it reminds me of wax paper. Mm. Like I just want to rub it against something.
I guess
it's like wax paper.
I guess what I'm reading is that they're actually like layers upon layers of foam is what they are.
Wow.
So I don't know. I don't know.
Why?
Do oxygen masks have foam in them? I'm trying to match
get the correlation there. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Correlation
between the oxygen mask and the foam. Don't think there's foam in oxygen masks.
I'm sorry, Shereen. Me personally, how come you don't spend this oxygen, this kind of material, and make masks for people? We're in a pandemic. Okay, period. You're wasting time on this trash-ass sneaker. We could be doing something to help the world, okay? Get it out.
Agreed. So certified dumpster juice on those first two because we forgot to hail that Harden to the dumpster there. So certified dumpster juice on these first two sneakers here on our GST lineup. Also dropping on 2-6, which Jordan Brand is coming with a lot of stuff here this next week.
So this
is going to be the first of many that they have dropping here over the next week. We have the Air Jordan 12 Low Super Bowl colorway. It's going to be dropping for $190, which is high for a low Jordan 12.
I did not know that.
But these guys pretty much feature the classic flu game colorway for the most part. But they do have some hints of gold. So you have a gold eyelet. Because on the lows, you only have one metal eyelet, but it's a gold metal eyelet. You have gold little Jumpman tag in the mud guard there. And of course, you have the black upper and the red mud guard, red sole. The upper is like a canvas material. It's not your classic leather material. So that's a little bit different as well. The sock liner actually features like a confetti pattern on the inside there. The pull tab is kind of off. That's the one thing I don't like about this shoe is the pull tab. It has like an orange and red color blocking on the pull tab. Also has 813 on the inside of the pull tab there to signify Tampa Bay, and that's their area code there. I like these shoes. I'm gonna say gotta have them. They also let me not forget, because Shereen would not forgive me for this. They come with a cool box. So they do have the classic Jordan 12 box, but then they have confetti going around the outside of the box there. Like I said, I like these. I'm gonna say gotta have them.
At first I was like sleep for cheap with them, but I saw that somebody cut the black out of them and it had confetti inside of it.
Okay.
That's magical. So,
right. When I saw that, I was like, oh, I gotta have these. So I'm definitely gonna be shooting my shot with these. Just for the simple fact, right, like the inside of it is confetti. So if you want to cut it through, I would never cut. I just don't have time. I'm not messing with it. But to just know that you can, it's just dope. I mean, you know, Jordan Lowe's are either a, you either feast or famine on Jordan 12 Lowe's, Jordan Lowe's in general. And so I think it's just nostalgic. You know, I'll keep them around knowing that the Chiefs played the Buccaneers, you know, and so our, you know, our Chiefs played, Kansas City played, you know, them. And so I definitely like the sneaker. And once you had the confetti inside the sneaker material, gotta have them. It's a dope sneaker. So Jordan already hitting me in the head, and this is without the sixes, the Caramon sixes in my rearview mirror. So gotta have them for me. What about you, Shereen?
Gotta have then just what you just said about the confetti just makes it all so, it makes it so much better. And I will say too, when it comes to Super Bowl shoes, not every Super Bowl shoe is a good one. Which one was it that came out last year? Was it the 10s?
It was the 10s.
Yeah, the South Beach.
Exactly. So when it comes to Super Bowl shoes, when you get a good one, you get it. It's a gotta have for me, because not every Super Bowl shoe that comes out is worthy of buying. So absolutely. I like these a lot.
All right. So certified gotta have them on those. Also on 2-6, you have the Air Jordan 5 Anthracite, I believe is how you say that, for $190. These guys feature basically like a charcoal gray and black upper along with silver accents. The netting on this guy and along with the lace loops or lace, whatever you want to call those, the little holes that they go through there, are actually 3M. So they have some reflection on there. But you have different materials on the upper. You have like that nylon upper on like where the black part is at, right above, like right in the toe box and to the middle of the shoe. And the heel and the toe itself are like a suede or nubuck material, and that's like a charcoal gray. And then you have a black midsole with the silver shark fin there, and then a translucent clear bottom there. I'm gonna say trash on these boys because I'm not really a big fives fan. I just feel like they're so bulky. I only have two pair of fives in my whole collection. One I ended up customizing and kind of jacked them up, and then the the other pair I just happened to get because I had a gift card, so I was like, I gotta use this gift card on something, so I'll get these. But fives tend to hurt my feet, and they're just so bulky with that tongue and everything. So yeah, I'm gonna say trash on these. I just don't really like the colorway, and I don't like the breakup of materials there on this shoe. So yeah, trash for me.
These are sleep for cheap for me. I like fives. The material is very intriguing to me. But at the end of the day, it's a black and gray sneaker. And so there's a lot more things that are coming out. And so if they were to hit the outlets, you know, they probably won't, because they're fives and they're Jordan retros or whatever. So, but I definitely mess with the colors of them. I'm curious to see them in hand. I wonder how they are in hand. People say they're pretty nice in hand. I like that inside out type stuff, and I don't mind it at all. But at the end of the day, it's a black and gray sneaker, and I got enough of them already. But if they came across for me for a steal, I would snag them. So sleep for cheap.
I say for me, sleep for cheap too. I feel like it's a poor rendition of like the metallic fives. So I find, I'm very disappointed in this shoe. Like, you know, but you like, you're disrespecting the classics.
Damn.
Blaze, it looks like you have a second thoughts about it now.
She says,
doesn't it look like a piss poor rendition of the metallic fives? Like they just pooped all over a classic. Like they brought it out and they did not do it justice. You know what I'm saying? They'll revamp a classic. It'll come out. It looks great. Sells great. That, I have a love-hate relationship with 3M. I think it's done in poor taste. But if I can get a pair for cheap, I will grab them. You know what I'm saying? For a discounted price, sure. But retail, hell no. Blaze, shame on you. Yeah. Look at the comparison. The metallic fives.
You're going to make me go downstairs and get mine. Damn.
And you're going to look at it and like, damn, yeah. They really disrespected this classic. That's the first thing I thought of when I seen them. Also, too, Mark, to that point, I was looking at those. It seems like nobody in the city has those. Are you sure those aren't going to be pushed back?
As of right now, they're still slated for 2.6.
Because you know, it's looking it's looking pretty scarce in the city. I'm like, dang, nobody has them. But yeah, it's a sleeper cheap for me. Think about it, Blaze.
Yeah. Sleep for cheap for both of y'all. Trash for me. We're going to move on here. On 2.8, you got two Yeezy 500 highs that are dropping. Both are going to be $220. The first one is going to be the mist colorway, which is pretty much an all gray upper. Mixes up materials between suede and leather, and it looks like a nylon material as well. And then you have like a dark charcoal gray for the midsole and the sole on this shoe. I'll be honest with you. I feel like this silhouette looks like a boot version of the Crazy 8s that Kobe wore, is what it looks like to me. And I wasn't really a big fan of Crazy 8s. Yeezys once again get a trash validation from me. So trash on this mist colorway for me.
Them 500s, are we just talking about the mist? We're talking about the mist right now. Let
just the mist.
Make sure and get this out there. Get the triggity trash. Get who the hell left the gate open? Get them out of here. What is those? What that look like? Throw them off the. I'm gonna start calling them Yeezy Lands because they look like some off script Timberlands. Get out of here with these 500s. These right here, triggity trash. Deaf and bald boys. Beep, beep, beep. Back it up. In the words of my colleague AJ. Beep, beep, beep. Back them up. Deaf and bald boys.
The disrespect. Well, y'all gonna hate me. Gotta have them. I love them. I love the concept. They look like moon space shoes. You know, I understand the concept. He's out there in Wyoming. Lots of land. Things like that. Blaze is like, you're not selling it to me, not having it. However, I like them. I actually want a pair, and I bet they're comfortable. And I do like, I did like Kobe's Crazy 8s. Did have a pair. Wasn't really crazy about the concept, but I like them. I like these. Some Yeezys don't look good in high top. You got to give it to them. These look good. These look good. And the other high tops that he has come out with, this is, and I bet it's comfortable. Got to have for me. Fix your face. Yeah.
Ma'am, I feel like Uncle Ruckus on the Boondocks. Ninja, you ain't walking to the moon. You walking to the liquor store. You're talking about I'm going. They look like I'm going to the moon. Where you going to the moon? What NASA?
I'm walking. NASA? I may not be going to the moon. I can moonwalk in them hoes. Oh, think about that. All right. I can moonwalk in them.
I'll be quiet. You gonna hear me talk again too? But I'll be quiet.
MJ, who's bad?
And then also the other side of that coin for Yeezy on 2.8 is the Waka Ran color. I don't know how you say that. Waka Flocka must have had some influence on that. I don't know. Anyway, this one is more like a tan upper, mixing in the materials once again with leather, suede slash nubuck, and like a canvas material. Or nylon. Anyway, you also have a gray midsole on these, kind of like a more of a grayish navy color, though, not like a charcoal gray on the other one. And then like a dark grayish navy sole as well. Once again, don't really like the silhouette, so trash for me.
What are you doing in those? Where are you going, Shireen? What are you doing? we already know how I feel about them. When we go in the IB to get some more, to get some more flavored water.
You darn right.
What are we doing in those? What snow? Wyoming? Go to why are we going to Wyoming in them? When you gonna go to Wyoming?
Hey, you never know.
Be careful, girl. You gonna get DWB going to Wyoming? You better be careful. So I got my Yeezys on though.
Right, that ain't gonna matter.
Yeah, that ain't gonna matter. Shireen, these are trash. You can't tell me these are. You like this colorway too?
Trash. You don't under. I didn't say that.
She said I didn't say that.
Which colorway you like better? Let me not fight with you.
I like the darker colorway better. I do. You know what I'm saying? I understand the concept. Sometimes we understand the concept and the shoe may be like, but you get it. You see what I'm saying? This is a shoe that, one, I don't have in my collection. Two, I have some 500s, but the high top is something that I think is versatile. You know, it gives me a Teyana Taylor vibe. Okay. You see what I'm saying? The girl, the tomboy look, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I feel like I may not be going to the moon. But I feel like I got some for you later, Blaze. But no, I like these a lot, and I think you can do a lot with them, especially with like fashion and stuff these days. I'm not pushing too far when it comes to Yeezy and his concepts with fashion. Put your eyes back in your head, Blaze. But these I like. I mean, you like 3M shoes. I mean, so
I would say, I'm sorry, Marco, let me get in here. I would say, so in my opinion, I would say the Wakandas or whatever you call them, those are shit, and the mist or shit with sprinkles. So if I was to choose one, I would choose the mist ones. You know, but you know, I think my analogy was good. Are they good for me? I'm sorry.
Is that how you feel, Mark? Is that how you feel?
Hey, like I said, I don't like the silhouette, period. I just feel like it's too bulky. It looks like a boot. Yeah, no, I don't. I'm not wearing either one of those.
This year isn't up.
Especially
the next
not,
shoe that Mark likes. It looks like a boot and that's heavy. I'm coming for you, Mark. The year is young. The year is very young.
If I like a shoe that looks like a boot, it's a boot. But yeah, we're gonna move on from Yeezy. We'll quit ragging on them there. $220 on both of those pairs. Good luck. You know, Yeezys are just as sought after as Jordans. But not my cup of tea there. So moving on 210, you probably have the most limited pair of shoes that are gonna be dropping this month. That is going to be the Air Jordan 1 High 85 in the neutral gray colorway. These guys are going to be $200, pretty much all white shoe with some gray accents here. They are one of the original OG Jordan 1 High colorways. You have a gray swoosh, gray on like the ankle there, and gray sole on the shoe, along with white everything else. If you know what a Jordan 1 looks like, you know what this shoe pretty much looks like. Only 23,000 pairs of these are going to be releasing. Mm. So they are going to be hard to get. $200 price point. I know that they are OG. They are OG, but it's a sleeper cheap for me. And I know they ain't going to be a sleeper cheap because it's only 23,000 pairs. So yeah, sleeper cheap for me. Nothing I gotta have. They're just too plain Jane for me. So, yeah, I'm not gonna call them trash because I don't think they're trash. I like Jordan 1s, but just too plain for me, especially at $200. If I'm gonna get an all white shoe, I'm not paying $200 for it. So,
they're sleeper cheap for me as well. I mean, they're Jordan 1, and so you're already, you know, infatuated with it as to begin with, but know that they're super limited. You're not going to get them, not unless you go up top and make them resale prices, pay those resale prices. And so they're a sleeper cheap. They're at the end of the day, they're a gray and white sneaker. They're a pretty boring sneaker. I will pay over $200 for a white and gray sneaker just to get that out there, but that's just me. That's why we do this podcast. It's definitely a sleeper cheap for me. So it looks like it doesn't do anything for me. I mean, would you take these over some Forces just because you can go and get them? You can go to the store and get Air Force Ones as, you know, low tops as, you know, as soon as possible over trying to snatch these up. You would. So these are sleeper cheap for me.
Well, I'm biased. I think they're sleeper cheap. One, because they're going to be hard to get. But two, I'm not sure. I don't think highs come in my size. But in a perfect world, I would get them because Highs are hard to come by, especially for like for grade school sizes. And especially for this colorway. So I would get them, but they're so limited. So it's just going to be a sleep for cheap. And it ain't going to be cheap because they're gone. You know what I'm saying? The box comes mm-hmm. with like such and such of 23,000, just like the one, the other ones that came out this, what was it, last week? The trophies? Yeah. There's only the so trophies. Many pairs. Yeah. Lord. And I know Lord. Two people that have them. One, oh. yeah. And there was like, it was like pair 5,000 of such and such. You know what I'm saying? So I think it'd be a good grail to have, but I doubt I'll ever get my hands on them. But I would pay over $200 for a grand white shoe.
You know what? You guys have made me think about that, and I have to retract that statement. Because now yes. that I go back and think about it, if it was a pair of Jordan 11 Columbias, I'm probably going to pay. Because, I mean, even though it's not gray and white. Even though it's not gray and white.
It's close enough.
It's gray and light blue. I mean, white and light blue. So, I mean, it's same right. concept there. Same concept.
And if you want to snag those lows, and you want to snag those lows that are coming out, those Columbia lows, they're close to 200.
Right. You're right. So I have to retract this statement. My apologies there. And then also, I forgot to put on the list, and I don't know how I did this, and I just said that the Air Jordan 1 High is probably the most limited pair, but I lied. Once again, excuse me for this, but the trophy rooms that Shireen was mm-hmm. just talking about, they also mm-hmm. drop on 210. Pretty much yes. look like the original Chicago colorway, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but it's kind of like a faded type of look on that shoe, and also has Jordan's signature on the back. There's some limited pairs that come with blue laces. Some don't. And I think if you get them on StockX, if you want the ones with the blue laces, you have to kind of look at what you're getting there, because it actually says blue laces are not required to be sold on there. So you might mm-hmm. get a pair that doesn't have the blue laces. These guys are going to be dropping in very limited runs. I don't even know what the price point is on these. I would assume that they're probably going to be 200 plus or mm-hmm. somewhere around there too.
I think that's what they were.
Okay. So also have a clear translucent bottom on those with the red and blue stars going through the sole there. Really dope sneaker. Very hard to get. Gotta have them if I could, but no way I'm going to get them. But I'm going to say, God, I have them if I could get them.
These are definitely a must. I would never wear them, actually. I would put these in a glass case, and they would be like museum form. I mean, it's just a dope sneaker. So, yeah, they do. They have that museum feel. And so, yeah, absolutely. Got to have them. I mean, stop it. You know, Lord, Shireen, go ahead. Go ahead.
Got to have
them.
Conclude that. Got to have them. And like to tag on to what Blaze said, it would definitely be a shoe that would be put up, like vacuum seal, no air. You know what I'm saying? And it comes in a cool box. The box is blue. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A very nice box. You know what I'm saying? That definitely is a nostalgic shoe that you would just like look back and show your kids like 10, 15 years from now. You know what I'm saying? Like all the greatness.
Yeah,
you keep that sneaker around for 10 years. You could sell it off and pay off some student loans. That's how much that sneaker gonna cost after 10 years. You
Period.
Know what I'm saying?
Period.
Yo, straight
yes.
up.
I think yeah. the ones with the blue laces are exclusive, like family and friends only pairs, though. Like I think that those are pairs that Marcus Jordan is handing out, you know, to people that he knows for the most part.
Probably.
Of course, there's going to be people like YouTubers and stuff that get them, but right. who knows how much they're paying for them. But anyway, moving on to the last shoe on the list here. On 211, we have the Clot and Air Jordan 14 Low Terracotta. This guy is pretty much an all suede upper, which is kind of like that beige color and like that terracotta accents on there, where the midsole has the different designs on the Jordan 14. Also has the little clot exclusive hang tag on the heel there, and kind of blurs out the Jordan emblem on the side. Also comes with the terracotta box for the Clot Jordan 14, kind of in the Jordan 14 box, but a special twist on it for the Clot collab there. These are going to be $200. For me, it's just not anything that I got to have. I won't call them trash. I don't think that they're completely trash, but nothing I got to have. So I'd say sleep for cheap. If I could get these for the low, low, I'd probably grab them, but not grabbing them at the full retail $200.
Whoo, goodness, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Oh, I keep looking at them. I got to have them. Thank you. Like them a lot. That color, I like that Clot colorway. I don't know why. I'm usually a big fan of 13s, and I don't like the 13 lows, but something about these are like, I think because the 14 is pretty sleek, it's not as bulky as the 13s, even if they're low. I mean, like, I like them. I like them a lot. They have like this sleek look, and that colorway is nice. It has a nice shoebox there, Shireen, as well. So I could see you jumping on board with that. So if I had my chance, I don't know where you can get them at. I don't see them like on sneakers or anything. I wonder where you can get those at. But they are got to have them for me if I can get my hands on them. So what about you, Shireen? I guess you're on board with that as well.
Yes, 1,000%. Because like I love the intricate detail of them. Yes, they may be mass produced, but however, like they don't look like the Carmine, don't nothing look bleeding. The color, I feel like they took their time with these. They were patient. You know what I'm saying? I love them. I love the color wave. They kind of remind me of the 13s that came out last year, the Chinese New Year's, like the pink and like the blue with the material, like with the print on there. But I feel like 14s really don't, they come out, but they don't come out with this intricate detail like this, like ever. You have to have them, period. I like them a lot.
Didn't they come out with a Clot low 13 though that was like this colorway too last year? So I guess Clot has a thing for lows, maybe that's what it is,
right? And that's why I said like the 13s look a little bulky with that Clot colorway. But these 14s, because of like how sleek they look, obviously because of Jordan's infatuation with cars and motorsports and all that, he put that into with the teeth and all that. He put that in the 14, and so they look a little bit more sleeker. And then you add that low on them, they look like a summertime fine sneaker.
Yes, you know please. What I'm
saying? Yeah.
Page tumbles.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Page
tumbles. Wow. How they look like a summertime fine? You know, the light hits them perfectly. Everybody, ooh wee. Yes, Lord. No show socks on them boys. Yes.
Period. I'm telling you, like you were talking about praying to the Lord for, I forget what you just said. I'm praying to the Lord for my bank account this month. Okay. Oof. This is just the first week of February, guys. And Mark done hit us with a sprinkle of trash. And a lot of God haves. So you guys stay tuned, but yes, pray for the bank accounts over this way. Whoo, Lord.
Oh,
this is only the first week, y'all. First week.
I'm telling you.
Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready?
Right. No doubt. And February is a short month. That's crazy.
You're right. The shortest month of the year with the most drops.
Fire. So much fire.
And I always feel like Jordan brand is always loaded in February just because it's usually all-star time. So
yes, 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 yes.
But be careful though, because you got a lot of heat dropping in March too.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. You got those University Blue Jordan 1s, University Blue Jordan 4s. Blaze, I know you as a Carolina fan, man, you got to have them both.
You know, hey, don't see now, you know, my wife listens to this. Let's not go crazy. Okay? Keep that to yourself, young man.
He said, don't be telling all the business.
Don't be telling all my business out here on these streets. It's bad enough I'm on here. Don't be telling people all my business now.
But yeah, anyway, that is going to close out GST for the week. Make sure that you guys follow us at Kick City. 913 on Instagram. We are no longer doing YouTube, so don't look for us on YouTube anymore. At least not for the time being. we've kind of halted YouTube. We just weren't getting enough traffic on YouTube, so we're halting that for now. So we're only doing the audio version until further notice. But make sure you follow the group at kick_city913 on Instagram. You can find me on Instagram at mbtheremix and at the mb2 experience on Twitter.
Yep, you can also find us on Twitter, well, Twitter as well. It is city_kick. Marco, I need you to shoot me that password. I got a new phone and I can't get back on.
Gotcha.
But listen, don't tell nobody my secret, Shireen. So on Twitter, city_kick, hit us up on there. Definitely with me. I'll ask you guys some questions. You know, it'd be good for you guys to get involved. I saw a couple of people involved with that. And definitely doing my 12 sneakers a month blog type feel on the Twitter. So definitely excited about that for the month. And so, follow me on Instagram, LuckyLefty31. You need to hit us up, but most importantly, subscribe, rate, review the podcast. Coming at y'all again, back at it again. Got some things in store too for you guys. Definitely look out for us. So.
Alrighty, guys. As my awesome fellow castmates and buddies just said, definitely follow our Instagram at kick_city913.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry, a little tired. You can also follow my personal page, Miss_Sneaks_Fiend_ on Instagram as well. Our other castmates not here. Do you know the Snapchat that they can follow as well, Mark?
It's AJJ. Kick City 913, I believe.
I think that's right. Yep. AJJ, I think, _Kick City 913. Yep, that's it. Follow us on that too as well, guys. There's tons of not promotions on there, but there's tons of I'm trying to think.
He finds you the steals and deals out there around the city. So if you're in Kansas City, you can find the steals and deals through our Snapchat because he's gonna go out there and find you
and updates on all the new releases and all of that that's coming out. So definitely follow that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. He is our Black Power Ranger, so he's always saving the day for new sneakers and all that. So shout out to our Black Power Ranger.
Oh,
my man, my boy AJ. That's my guy.
All right. Well, that's gonna close out the show. We will see you guys next week.
Kick City.